This is Intentional Living, and one of the areas of intentional living is marriage. Marriage relationships that work, when they work, is a beautiful, powerful thing. It brings peace, it brings health, it brings success. It certainly helps children in a marriage to thrive. And when a marriage is struggling, we know all those things can be, the ripple effects are there. So today, how to be intentional, to show love and respect. We want to help you make your marriage work. If it's not working, to work better. If it's working great, to work even greater. So come on in and join us. I'm Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. And the question is, if strong marriages require intentional love habits, which they do, what small daily investments of love are you putting into your marriage through the words that you speak or the actions you take or the attitudes you share that are making a difference? And we'd love to have you join in. And I got some great things I'm going to share with you from a researcher on marriage, one who's written, one of the world leaders on marriage research, Dr. John Gottman. He's got some ways to improve your marriage. I'm going to share a few more of those and some things from my own study and working with marriage, with married couples on intentional love and respect. We'll get to that, as well as your calls, starting first with a comment that we received from California. Let's get started.
This is Mary in California, and I just want to give some things that I learned, and I really believe it was the Holy Spirit, that when I am not treating my husband with respect, I am not respecting God. When I'm not putting him first, I realize that I'm really not putting God first. And so I keep that in mind, and it really helps me through the day to treat him with respect and listen to what he has to say, because it's so easy for us to want to be right and want our way. And that's the one thing I've learned. And selfishness is a real hard thing to get rid of, but that's what I've been working on intentionally.
Hey, listen, and when you do that, it will change your marriage. One of the things I love about the research that John Gottman has done on marriage is it's based on actually observing thousands of couples, videotaping many of them, analyzing how they interact, because how we interact determines the success of the marriage. And one of the things he says is that successful marriages have learned how to soften their startups. In other words, arguments often start up because one partner, there's an escalation that begins. There's a conflict. There's something that's said. And then the other person raises it a little bit and says something even a little more critical or something that's really destructive in the marriage, and it goes to another level. When we learn to bring up problems gently in a marriage without blame or without pointing a finger, because remember, we judge ourselves by our intentions. And maybe your intention is okay. You're thinking, I just want to get this problem fixed. Your intention might be good, but your spouse will judge you by their expectations. And if the expectation is, if you love me, you wouldn't speak to me that way. There's where we escalate. And so when Gottman says, soften your startup, one of the things that can make your marriage, if you're going to make it a habit, make your marriage work better, is be careful how you start discussions that could lead to, you know, more difficult kinds of discussions. Be kind, all right? Just a thought. I'll tell you, make a difference. Not only in marriage, by the way, it happens with your kids, teenagers, work, employees, coworkers. These principles are the same. All right, let's get to Janine is on the line in Michigan. Janine, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. What's your comment today?
It related to your point number 7 that talked about kindness. And I just felt very understood and heard by my husband in a conversation that we had yesterday. Mm. And it was a conversation where I kind of started with, I know this is a little thing and it doesn't matter to you. And he stopped me and said, if it matters to you, it matters to me. Wow. And it just touched my heart. And so I just loved that and felt that I should share that. But I was also hearing you just talk about the importance of startups.
Yes.
And another thing that we have done through the years is when we're going to have a conversation that you don't necessarily know where that's going to lead, we always try to start with I love you and pray together so that we set a tone that lets each of us know that we have the good of our marriage at the heart of that conversation.
Very important.
So it just seemed to tie really closely to that.
Did you share how many years you've been married?
15.
15 years.
Not enough.
Well, listen, you keep doing what you're doing. You guys do that. You got many more years ahead. If God tarries and your health, you know, you can live through the years ahead. But that's how 50-year marriages last. Learning to do the next right one thing and being intentional with the habits that we have in the relationship. Powerful.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for all you do.
Glad to do it. Thank you for your call, Janine.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. That's how you go from 15 to 25 years and beyond. Listen, I've got the top 10 list on love and respect. We've got more from Dr. John Gottman. We're going to get to all of these here in just a few moments, along with some other calls. Doug's on the line. We'll find out what his one thing is in Arizona coming up in a minute.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wished I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
How do you confront unfaithfulness in a marriage? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. You know, it's important to remember that unfaithfulness is something different than being unloving or unthoughtful. We tend to have those moments in marriage where we act in an unloving way or an unthoughtful way. Maybe something that we say, or we forget to put the toilet seat down, or something that we know is important to our spouse. But faithfulness is foundational. You can't have a marriage without it. So can I encourage you to acknowledge the pain in your heart, the hurt that you're experiencing, but intentionally act with your head? Keep the ball in their court. Get help for yourself and give God an opportunity to move in your marriage. I have seen marriages completely restored after unfaithfulness because of God's intentional love. And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Listen, that's appropriate today, isn't it? We're talking marriage. That's an Intentional Living Minute. Goes out on radio around the country. It's streamed around the world as well, but we also videotape it, and it shows up on Facebook every morning. Just 60 seconds from the Intentional Living Center on a topic for the day to encourage you. And so by liking our page at facebook.com/intentionalliving, it'll be sent to your newsfeed every day. It'll be there for you. And by the way, you know, we're here in the middle of June. We're getting closer to wrapping up our fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. I just want to say thanks to those of you who've been faithfully supporting the ministry during this year. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. I want to just be bold in asking for your help that we can close out this year strong. We've been running slightly behind where we need to be by June 30th. We're trusting God. We don't borrow money. We use what comes in to further the mission and ministry of Intentional Living. So if you're able to share an additional love gift right now, today, I'd appreciate it. We want to send to everyone this month that'll do that, when you requested, a special gift from my wife Donna and myself. She's a watercolor artist, and she's painted a beautiful watercolor painting that we have a print made, and on it are the 10 principles that we call Finish Strong. And these 10 I will encourage you every day. It's part of our Art That Speaks to You series. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And click on donate, okay? Talking marriage, one thing for marriage today. Doug is in Arizona. Doug, what's your one thing, my friend?
You know, every morning, me and my wife, we do what they call daily devotional reading. And we kind of quiz each other and tease each other on it every day. And I'm pretty sure that she relies on, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, especially when she's married to me and dealing with me every day. And it's like, you know, we've been together for 29 years, and I hear people saying, oh, it's tough, it's this and that. And it's like, I really don't see the fighting and the battle when it comes to me and my wife. And it's like, you know, the best secret is don't get to know her right away. She doesn't know me right away, and we're always evolving and changing for the better, if you will.
So when you have a problem, when you have a disagreement, Doug, how do you guys work it out?
You know, we rely on common sense. It's not I win, she wins, although we do teach each other that way. But usually it's common sense is what wins. And that's the way it is. You know, you pray about it and you look at it and you think about it, and it's what's commonsensical, and that's what wins.
Now, I heard you say twice with teasing each other. Is that sort of a part of your relationship? You kind of keep it light so you don't get too deep?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, laughter is good for the soul, you know. And I promised in my wedding vows to keep her laughing at least 3 times a week. And I have not yet failed.
Interesting. Well, you know, it says in the scripture that laughter doeth good like a medicine. And I agree with you totally. Life is serious. We got, you know, there's health issues and kids and finance. And it's very easy to slip into the business side of relationships, all the stuff you got to manage and organize. And if we don't rise above it and keep some laughter, freshness, spontaneity in a marriage, after a while it can become routine, and routine can kill a relationship.
Right. Yeah. Try to spice it up if you can, you know?
Yeah, that's important. Now are you kind of the one that is the spontaneous one in the marriage, or is she as well?
I'm the spontaneous one in the marriage. I'm the one that's always looking for the little devious ways of keeping laughter coming around. But she does it in a quiet way. You know, she's the one that does it. You don't find out till way later that you've been hit. You know? Yeah. So that's kind of good. Like today.
Yeah.
I was using the car, and I was coming down Almasco and Main Street, and I ran out of gas just a few, maybe 60 or 70 yards away from Circle K. It wasn't much, but it was a dangerous little intersection, you know. But what was good about it is that everybody was cool, calm, and collective, and, you know, and I pushed the car into the Circle K and got gas, you know. When I came home, we kind of giggled about it, and she said, I'm so sorry, you know. But it's no great big deal, you know. I mean, well, you know, that's how life is, you know. You got to just accept it, you know.
You're my guy, Doug. Listen, there are people who say, run out of gas 60 yards from Circle K and ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
You let it go.
Ragger about it, you know, we laugh about it, and then just let it go, you know. That's what you got to do, just let it go.
Well, you also got to keep gas in the car, though, Doug.
Yeah, I do, but she doesn't.
Oh, that was the real story, huh?
Yeah.
She didn't have gas in the car.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, listen, now there have been some guys that have gone home and really gotten on her case for that. And you can do that in a way of just sharing, have a little fun and keep it light and make sure she's got money in the pocket so she can get gas in the car. So, or you have to fill it for her, right? You should be filling it.
Yeah, well, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give her the receipt. Reimbursement is the next battle.
Yeah. Okay, my friend. Thanks for your call, Doug.
All right. God bless you. Right.
Yeah, he is. And you made my day. Hey, listen, we're more like Doug and his wife. I think we'd be better off. Come on, guys. We get so serious, and it can become so overwhelming in our relationships. It can drag us down. I wrote some things about thinking about some of the truths about the power of attitude in marriage. And I said, a good attitude will help your marriage succeed. Many times marriages fail not because of a lack of love, but because spouses don't have a good attitude. We wear each other down with negativity. Why didn't you put gas in the car? I mean, come on, you know, those kinds of things. And if they continue in a relationship, can wear us down. Your attitude has a huge impact on your life. Unsuccessful people seem to find something wrong even in good times, while successful people strive for an attitude of gratitude even in the bad times. Find something good. Speak encouragement into your life. Discouraged people discourage other people. and they discourage marriage. They really do. Okay, we'll come back. I got some more thoughts here from Dr. Gottman. His seven things to improve your marriage. I'll get to another one or two here in a moment. But let's go to Pauline in Arizona. Pauline, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Oh, my comment is about, let's say, in my marriage, there's a lot of, like, in the marriage, there's a lot of things which you can solve. There's some things which you can just let it go. But,
yeah.
You know, like, mine, the way I can really want to change. Sorry for my English. I'm from the Congo, so.
Well, I'm glad you called. You're doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in my marriage, the thing I can change, I can really, really working hard on changing is like when we're passing through troubles, instead of talking about it, my partner doesn't talk about it. It'll be just quiet until, you know, we'll figure it out. And after that, it's gone. But aside of mine, you'd be like, I'm kind of mad. I can stay a week, 2 weeks. We're not talking to each other. So sometimes it hurts me. Sometimes I'm like, okay, that's how it is. Let's just let it be. We've been married for 10 years, and it's been going on just like that. So
let me see if I understand, yeah. Pauline. There might be something that's bugging you, that's troubling you, that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk about it, kind of buries it.
Yes.
And he moves on, but you still linger with being upset. Are you upset that he's not talking to you about it, or are you upset that the problem didn't get fixed, or both?
Both.
Yeah. So this not only the problem doesn't get fixed, but we didn't even talk about the problem.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And why do you think he doesn't want to talk about it?
I don't know. He's just a person. He's kind of himself. He doesn't like talking, anything like that. But when you guys are growing up together, you should know each other. Okay, this one likes this. This one, she doesn't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should change the way we're living, or maybe we should stop this and change it and start a new thing. But if your partner doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to give you ideas, no, let's do this, let's do that. In terms of you're just keeping quiet, you're building something in your heart which is one day is going to explode, you see?
Yeah, these are important things to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you talked to him about that and shared that these are important things that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I'm the only person who talks too much in the house, so.
Yeah, so he thinks you talk too much?
Yeah, he thinks I talk too much, so that's the thing.
Yeah, well, you're the type of person then, Pauline, that you want to talk about things, you want to discuss things. I'm wondering in his mind, because he sounds like maybe he's quieter, if he's concerned if he starts talking about things, they'll never end.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the best thing I can wish, like, God to help me. That's the thing I've been praying all the time, God to help me, like, figure out or jump into another step for person to change.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because...
Can I give you a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Just a suggestion. this is not uncommon. You get two people in a relationship and marriage, and one is, you know, let's talk, let's resolve, let's get to the bottom of it, you know, and really that's important. The other person, they're more thinking, more philosophical, processing things differently, and they feel overwhelmed in those kinds of settings. A compromise might be to say, you know, honey, I love you, but there are times we need to talk about some things. We've got some issues that are important, and I know that I can be overwhelming, and I know I can bring a lot of things to the table. I can bring 10 things to an agenda, to a discussion. Could we have one thing, just one topic, and could we spend maybe 3 nights a week just for a half hour, and we'll schedule it like 7 to 7:30, or right after the kids go to bed, just for that period of time. We won't start before, we won't go later, just for those 30 minutes, and here's just one topic. And you put it on the refrigerator, and you kind of say, hey, tonight we just want to talk about, should we be staying in this house? I think you brought up something about living or moving or whatever. What would be the pros and cons of us staying here or moving? Let's just talk about it for a half hour, just pray about it, And at the end of, you know, we start at 7, by 7:30, we'll wrap it up. Then I would encourage you, Pauline, when you get there, not to dominate the discussion, just to throw out the question. Have a question that you want to discuss and just listen. You might have to sit there quietly for a while. Maybe nothing's being said. There's power in silence. You know, you throw out the question, mention it, talk a little bit, and just see what happens. Does that sound like something that you could try with your husband?
I would try it. I've been trying all these days. I've been really trying really hard.
All right. Well, if you put it into a time schedule, maybe that'll be helpful. All right. We'll be praying for you, Pauline. I'm glad you're listening, and you came through loud and clear. We're talking about marriage today. Got a few more thoughts for you before we wrap up the show here in just a couple minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I think of the prodigal son. There was an aha moment for the prodigal son. And if you read the passage where he says, he woke up one day and said, my father's servants have it better than I do. But he had to have that oh no moment before he had the realization that there's a better plan, and he moved in that direction. You know, that's from the teaching I call this month, Aha Moments Can Change Your Life. It's a teaching every month that is uniquely designed for our members. Members are those who support the ministry each and every month. And when you join as a member and you request it, we'll make sure that the teaching update CD comes from my center to you every month to say thank you for your support. And this month, it's on the topic of aha moments, which are a lot better than oh no moments. And so when you become a new member, we'll make sure you begin receiving the coaching CD. All right? And of course, this is June. We're wrapping up this month. So maybe this is a great time to join, share that first gift that'll help us close out this month strong. I would say to members, if you're able to share a 13th month, an additional gift, can I ask you just boldly to go on the website and share a gift, or to mail it in or call it in, so we can close out this fiscal year by June 30th, strong, and we'd appreciate it. Which, as a reminder, when you do and you ask for it, we have that special print. My wife, Donna, is a watercolor artist. It's a 16 by 20, beautiful print that she painted, and it's on the wall right behind my head here in the studio. And upon it, we put the 10 principles of finishing strong from Intentional Living. Very encouraging to you and for you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Talking marriage today, more comments have come in. Let's start with Chuck in Michigan.
Hi. Yes, I'm a man of experience now because I'm turning 80. But going back years ago when my wife was on this earth, we knew that we had to compromise. So once we worked that out and we're doing our share or a little more and not arguing about what the other person was maybe falling short at, our marriage improved. And we went to church every Sunday, got on our knees together every night, and we prayed together.
Thank you, Chuck. We're going to hear from Brenda. Right after Brenda, I'm going to share with you a couple more of the points from John Gottman on the top 7 ways to improve your marriage based on just years of research. These are very practical. Get to those in just a moment. But first, let's go to Brenda with a comment she left from Tennessee.
My intentional living is to exhort my husband and to tell him how much I love him and how much I thank him for working and taking care of us. I exhort him daily, and even when I don't feel like it. not only exhort my husband, but to show him physically, with physical touch, that I love him and that I'm not afraid to be seen with him, by running my hands through his hair, touching him on the cheek at church, just that touch. There's so much in that touch. That's what every person desires, is to just feel loved and to know they're loved. And so that's just part of my intentional living, is that physical touch for my husband.
Mm. Thank you. That's powerful. I mentioned John Gottman. By the way, he's written many books, and he's a go-to kind of a guy when you're looking for tips on marriage. And he wrote these top seven ways to improve your marriage. Let me give you two from the list. He says, learn to repair and exit the argument. Happy couples have learned how to exit an argument and how to repair the situation before an argument gets completely out of control. And one of the things he says is using humor. Do you remember just a couple minutes ago, we talked with a gentleman who uses a lot of humor in their marriage? Humor is a powerful thing. Offering caring remarks. I understand this is hard for you. I know it's difficult for you. Learning to be kind and soft in terms of your communication. If we can learn and apply the repair exit strategies from arguments in your marriage, you'll be better off. Another one, he says, on his top seven list, is focus on the positive. In happy marriages, while discussing problems, couples make at least five times as many positive statements to and about each other and their relationship as negative ones. Did you get that? Five times as many positive as negative. Think about your communication with your spouse over the last 24 hours. Is it five times as many positive comments as negative comments? Good marriages have a rich climate, Gottman says, of positivity, making regular deposits to emotional bank accounts in marriage. Well, there's so much more, but I hope we gave you some things today that'll be practical for you. You're welcome to share your comments with us, your one thing for your marriage, on our comment line. Just give us a call, 888-888-1717. If you missed any part of today's program, or want to hear it again on demand, just go to theintentionallife.com, or you can go wherever you find your podcasts. We're there, and we hope you'll enjoy the show we put together every day for you. And again, thanks to those of you who are supporting the ministry, especially during this month of June. I have a report to our board of directors coming up in just a few weeks, and we need to report, hey, we closed the year strong, and you're helping make it possible. So thank you for your prayers and your support. See you next time from Intentional Living.